joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-0 win over Whitstable. Alan, what pleased you most today, other than the scoreline, obviously?
The clean sheets and the determination. We said before kickoff that we've got to relax and Luke's got to get the ball and get out with full backs, and full backs have got to join in play. And instead of just hoofing it up there and coming back, we'll get it down play. And Wallace here, that, but there's been a bit of a tension around the place and a bit of a, pressure. And pressure comes on me, and that's what I want. I want the pressure to be on me. And most pleasing thing today was obviously winning the game. And we've got 8 games to go now, 8 cup finals and another cup game on Tuesday. So all to play for. I think a lot of people have forgotten about it now, but we certainly haven't.
As a team, do you think we played better today than we have recently, or did we just eliminate the individual mistakes and took our chances?
Oh, you probably put a fair dose there, to be honest, Simon. Like, we haven't made any tough mistakes today, and the secret is, when we have made mistakes, there's a couple of times I said in there, Simon Hook will give a pass to their centre forward, but then he's won it straight back. And in the past, we haven't been doing that. We've been making mistakes and costing. We're making mistakes and costing. We're missing sitters on the other side. On the other flip of the coin, Bobby Traynor goes clean through in the first half. Should have made the game 2-0, didn't, but we're still in charge of the game. And that's a pleasing thing. In the past, what we've been doing is actually thinking, oh, here we go again. Bobby's just missed one. Or here we go again. Wayne finished this shank one, or Gavin, or whoever it is. Okay, but today it was also, we all said, whatever happens, or whatever mistakes come through, we've got to stick together and go again. And it did. Be fair, I've got to praise the lads.
It was a very positive lineup, very attacking. Yep. Apart from the two forwards, you had Sean Beveney on the right, Dean Lodge on the left, and they swapped over. Is that something you're looking to employ for future games, really going for teams?
Well, I hope so. It horses for courses, and we thought, like, we've got it wrong, and I've got it wrong more than anybody. I'm saying we, Hamzy, all the supporters, whatever, I think, anything I do. And sometimes I get it wrong, and today I thought I didn't. I thought we got it spot on, and I wanted to go attacking, and whatever happens, we'll go out, play for smiling with faces and play that we want the ball and keep the ball, and I want to lift the pressure off the players. And I'm telling them, mate, Hamzy puts on unbelievable sessions, and the way we train is unbelievable. I got no, honestly, if you watch us train, and all of a sudden we're coming in a match day and the pressure gets them playing for a big club like Kingston. What we're trying to put a point across is relax and play. Most 95% of people are on our side, and we want to see good football, and they want to see us relax, and that's what we're trying to do.
Traynor and Goddard looked like they were forming good partnership up front, and they took their goals really, really well.
Very good. I was especially pleased for Stevie Goddard, because that was a gamble playing him today, and it's come off. I think he's got great talent. I think he's got an unbelievable talent, a lad, and it's getting out of him. He had silly bookings in the past. People thought I was nuts taking him on. They thought he's a bad lad. He's a good lad, I'm telling you that now. He's a cracking kid, and I'm delighted for him today. And he's not proved me right, he's proved something himself today, and I expect him to kick on.
Sean Beveney started on the right wing today, whereas before he's been playing centre forward. I thought that was his best game so far since signing.
You don't care, he frustrates you like Lodgy, like wingers, they're frustrated with you, but they run at people and they blink and fall over themselves, and the clouds are still clapping them all out, like, and that's what happens. But it can be frustrating for managers, but Sean's done all right, and I think Lodgy's been excellent the last couple of weeks. I praised him before kickoff. I am always on his case, always. I'm nasty to him at times. I give him a slap across the head at times to do better, but I love him because he's actually worked so hard at his game, and when he's not having a very good game, he tracks back and works hard, and that's something we've got to get in Beveney's game. If we are giving them license to run at people, we've got to get back behind the ball when we haven't got the ball, and that's a secret. And yes, he's done all right.
Gavin Cartwright played centre midfield, Simon Huckle centre back today. That seems to be a role reversal to what people might think is their natural positions, but it worked really well.
Worked well, Gav done alright. I thought Lampen was outstanding. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. I thought Jimmy Bear was outstanding, absolutely brilliant. So some good performances. And how many times over the last couple of weeks I've been coming in here and saying he's been excellent. It hasn't been many, but I can just name two there, that I thought were excellent for us today.
It was a great result today, but how do you ground the players? With all due respect, Whitstable are four off the bottom. We're going to face more difficult teams in the running.
You're doing me because, everybody, I went down to watch Walton Hersham the other week, and he got beat off Mersey, bottom of the league. We drew with Mersey. Walton Casuals will nick a few results, because what happens is these clubs are fighting for their lives, so they will nick results. I know we are 5 points behind Sittingbourne. I don't know what we are now because of the day's results, but I fully expect it to be 8 points, because you would expect them to win against Horsham last week, and they're doing, and that's what this league like. You've just got to stick in at the right times and start winning games. If we start getting a run together, we'll be in the playoffs.
And we've got Worthing next week. That's a must-win game, isn't it?
We're all on. Same with all must-wins, like, so again, we'll go there fighting again. We'll get a run down on Worthing. We'll go there fighting. And that's what. And going back to Winstable, he's done a cracking job there, manager. He's actually done excellent. He gets on very well with Hamzy, and he's been good to us. And hopefully we do him a few favours by talking about teams. But he's done a great job there. And they're no walkovers. In the last couple of games, they drew with Crea. They beat Worthing. They did. He's drew against Dover twice. Okay. We've had some cracking results. That's a great result for us.
Before the Worthing game next week, we've got Tooting away in the Cup. How important is that game to you at this stage of the season?
It is a good. We've had a bad time in cups, and it's a bit of luck. I'll pray, and some lads will get a chance to play, obviously, because of injuries and such. But you know, give us 3 points next week, I'll swap it tomorrow, to be honest. But not to say that we're not going to take it seriously. Of course, I want to be Tooting and Mitcham. I want to be where Tooting and Mitcham is. I'm quite embarrassed about the points, how far they're ahead of us, because I don't think that's right. So obviously, I want to go and beat them.
John Coke looked like he was limping off, and he came off the second half. What's the prognosis on his injury?
I just thought it was how he walks, to be honest. Like, you know, he's got this black man walk, can he? No, but he's our mate, John. I think he's excellent. He's captain the day one. I made him captain, and he's a great lad, absolutely fantastic lad. And you know, he would have had a whack, and if he gets a knock, that he's injured. And he's been great for us, to be honest.
How soon is he likely to be back in the team? Is that a long-term thing?
I don't think so, no. It's just a whack. In a tackle, he's made a 50-50 tackle. He's come off second best. He's just got a little twist, and you know, he's all right. But I've just been jerking with him and all that, you know, and he'll come out shining colours, he will.
But hopefully today's result will give the lads the confidence to go on and a real push for the playoffs now.
It is a confidence thing, it is. And see, I do mind the pressure put on me, and I'd rather people shout at me. Hamzy was on here last week sticking up for me, because obviously we're close, one and two, we're close, our families are close, our kids are close, and obviously he's going to stick up for us, and that's what he's trying to do. But I'm quite clear, if you've got anybody to blame us, let's get behind the players. We deserve to get behind after a day's performance, and we'll keep on plugging away.